This is Civil Disobedience, written by Kelefer Fick, read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated G for supernatural humor and wee chesters. Dean came out of the bathroom and stopped, absently rubbing his head dry with a threadbare towel. What's going on? I've embalmed a jury, Sammy announced from the other side of the room. He'd put on one of their father's suit coats, and it came down to his knees. His hair was slicked back with God only knew what, and there was a pen behind each ear. Dean's gaze shifted to the two rows of six stuffed animals on his bed, all turned just enough that they would be staring at him when he emerged. You've done what? The case of the people versus Dean Winchester, a.k.a. Booger Breath, will now come to order. Dean blinked. What people? This simple question seemed to derail Sammy's flow somewhat, and he frowned. The people, he said, with all the authority he could muster, and Dean rolled his eyes. He backhanded a gorilla and a polar bear off his bed so he could sit, and Sammy let out a squawk of indignation. I object! Do you even know what that means? Dean asked, turning his head to the side and scrubbing vigorously at the hair over his ear, which always mysteriously stayed damp long after all the hair on top of his head dried. It means you're being a jerk, Sammy sniffed, and you're interfering with the jury. Dean leveled his gaze at Sammy and, without looking away, raised a hand and knocked the rest of the animals from his mattress. You can't do that, Sammy protested. So sue me.